Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Good morning and welcome to Coatesville Connection. This morning, we're speaking with Lisa Bodery and Sadie Kerr, and they are the co-directors of Birthright of Coatesville. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Birthright of Coatesville and how important it is right there in the community.
Well, Birthright of Coatesville office, we serve young girls and women of all ages, helping them with pregnancy when they find themselves in a situation that they may have not been prepared for. Our door is open currently about 15 hours a week. And we offer our services to anyone who comes through our door, women of, you know, who come through our door. We don't ask questions. We just help them with whatever we can help them with after talking, you know, with them about what their needs may be.
How did you ladies get involved in this? How was it your idea to open?
It wasn't our idea. The Westchester Birthright office has been open for 30 years now. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary, and the ladies there, the women over the years, have noted that there was a major need here in the Coatesville area, and after a lot of work and effort on a lot of people, they found a spot for us here on Route 30 in Coatesville to open our office, and they opened our doors in May of 2009. And through some solicitation at local churches, we are both part of St. Peter Church in West Brandywine, and we heard the call and thought we would answer it. And we started as volunteers in May of 2009 here, and as of February this year, we became the co-directors. It's been a very rewarding situation for us. We find great joy in being here and just to help other people that need it to have this service here.
I was going to say, I see on your mission statement, it's non-judgmental, compassionate support that encourages women to continue their pregnancies, and it treats each woman as an individual who deserves kindness and respect, as well as gives personal attention to her unique situation. And it's an interfaith, all-volunteer, nonprofit agency, and it's one of 450 chapters worldwide.
Yes.
That's amazing. And how long have you been in Coatesville?
Since May of 2009.
And for our listeners who may be in our other listening areas, tell us a little bit about the uniqueness of Coatesville and who what women are like and how diverse the population is there.
We have a quite diverse population here in Coatesville. Our office sees, we have seen Hispanic women of all ages, African-American women. We even have some Arabic women who come.
We see a diverse group of women that come from all different parts of the area, as well as the country, as well as the world. The uniqueness down here among the women is that they have different. Each woman that walks in has a unique story, and based on the level of her skills, her education, her economic socioeconomic. Problems, which are very, very needy down here. We have a lot of people in extreme poverty, and that's why the calling to help the women down here is so much greater, because their situations. We've dealt with homeless women of all races and all creeds, and from then on up, you know, trying to help them from their basic needs to their, you know, to get them through to a safe delivery, and then try to elevate their status afterwards. We don't just see them through the pregnancy. We continue afterwards.
That's so important in terms of helping the total woman and the total needs that she comes presenting with her when she comes to seek counseling, when she finds herself pregnant. And I know that economically there's a huge problem throughout our country, no question, but certainly in some of our urban areas in terms of being able to get employment. And so many times, I guess, when women come through the doors, that's one of their chief reasons for wanting to terminate a pregnancy, is that they believe they can't afford it. Is that correct?
Yes. And they, we try from the moment that we give a free pregnancy test, which is huge for a lot of the girls down, girls and women down here, to even have a bona fide pregnancy test that we have, we are able to document, and they're able to take to other services that they are, it is a proof of pregnancy form that they are able then to get other services because they have proof that they are pregnant, not just a home pregnancy test, and then to go forward from there, developing a plan for them, not just leaving them, you know, okay, I'm pregnant, and what do I do now? With the plan in place, we can get them the services they need, beginning with, of course, the chief need is medical attention, getting them that immediately or as quickly as possible to a doctor to assess their needs medically, being that they're pregnant, and then moving forward also with dental and, you know, community service type of things, assessing if they are, they have a home, they have shelter, insurance, definitely insurance. We get them to a referral to a place called Healthy Start that we deal with a lot, to get them insurance, and then to the doctors after that. Yes, and we also help them with also parental class, parenting classes. If a girl comes in a legal situation, trying to get her legal aid of some sort, if she is, we do encourage adoption, but we don't bring it up. If they go start talking along those lines, we definitely start the plan in motion to get them places that would be what they're looking for, be it an open or closed adoption. You know, we start them thinking along the path, you know, and again, non-judgmental, not forcing the issue, letting the women come gently to the right solution for them, the right choices that they, empowering them with choices. That's the whole thing of Birthright. We're a Christian organization, and we are just trying to really encourage them with a plan, but also making them have ownership of that plan, of making choices and level choices and choices for life and for giving health to giving birth to healthy children, healthy babies, and a plan afterwards.
Is it fair to say that a pregnancy may be the first step that a woman takes in terms of actually addressing her situation in life, whether it be how long she's been at a dentist or whether or not she has a stable place to live, that sometimes this pregnancy can spark that sense that she needs help putting her life together. And this is a first step not only in bringing her precious, precious life to term, but to also maybe organizing her own life.
Yeah, I would say that's true for many of the clients that we see. Some of them are young girls who need to stay with their parents because they wouldn't have any other, you know, solution except to be out on their own at those young ages wouldn't be helpful to them. But we do find a lot of girls, women, who are in that more college age type period, and they do find themselves looking back on mistakes that may have happened or choices that they had made, and they find, and we do help them then with trying to find housing for themselves, resources to help them with that, helping them to get back into school. We have a great outreach here that Harcum College has a site here in Coatesville that helps the young women and perhaps the father of the baby as well. For getting starting their education process, that it is able to still happen for them. Some girls have never seen a dentist, and we do have dental referrals for them as well. And they do find that now that they're going to bring life into this world, that it's not just themselves; it is about something bigger than them.
But an important point too to make, and I don't mean to sound too political about this, but if they were going in the other direction, let's say seeking an abortion, you don't get this total, complete picture of the woman. You probably get the termination of the pregnancy, and then you're out the door again, right?
We encourage the girls, even after the choices that they make, to come back and to keep in touch with us, with the women and the volunteers here that they have made friends with. We actually make friends with the girls. We encourage a relationship to form, a trusting relationship. In some cases, a lot of these a lot of the girls and women that we take care of really haven't developed trust relationships because of situations that they have come from, and they know we reach out after they come in initially. We do follow-up phone calls constantly throughout their pregnancy, encouraging them to come back in, you know, as frequently as possible, reaching out on the phone. And if they should make a choice, which in the end is their choice to make, we give them all the options that we can possibly give them to you know, hold on to the pregnancy. But if by chance, not by chance, by their choice, they make a choice that, you know, is not in line with what we would have wanted for them, we do encourage them to come back in after this situation. And if they do choose the other alternative, our doors are still open. I mean, they're girls still in crisis. They're still women in crisis, and they need our love and our support and our encouragement, and we follow through with that. We never shut the door on anyone, regardless of whatever choice they make. But, again, we're a crisis pregnancy to get them to deliver their babies healthy, a healthy, happy baby, and, you know, again, to get the mother back on her feet and go forward in life with a plan.
Right, and I think that's so important to differentiate between that and just simply giving them a procedure and then sending them on their way. You really are concerned about their lives and how they're going to do long term. Now, you get women. Do you give women who, you know, you hear statistics, but you certainly are on the front line there, that have come in after an abortion and experienced regret, and do they talk about it? And we've only heard anecdotally. We can only know from what we read, but do you have lived that? Do you sense that a lot or no?
In our area, we have to say no, we really haven't. We have had a few cases in our office that had considered abortion. We have had a couple that have followed through with abortion, but generally in our area, it's a blessing for us for our day-to-day work is that these women want to have their children. They want to raise a family and to have them. Even as young as they may be when they come, they are choosing life. It's a very Catholic area. I'm not sure that is their first factor, but they don't really ask about abortion, and that's a blessing for us to have that. But we have seen some of it, and we have had a couple people, and we do referrals to places that may be able to help them as well as be able to feel comfortable in just talking with us. We listen. We've made referrals to Rachel's Vineyard for some of these women when that happens.
Just want to point out, we're speaking with Lisa Bodery and Sadie Kerr of Birthright of Coatesville. This is a nonprofit organization that helps women in crisis pregnancies. And certainly you are reliant on your volunteers. Do you have a need for volunteers?
Yes, we most definitely have a need for volunteers, always. We're open, like I said earlier, 15 hours a week at the current moment. We are so busy here that we could use more staff just on those hours alone that we're open, as well as we would like to open our doors more frequently than we do. Currently, we're open Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 3 p.m., Thursdays 10 to 1, and Saturdays 10 to 2. And I think we could be open 6 days a week here and be very busy helping this community.
Some people feel they don't have the skills. Talk a little bit about, if anyone's listening to this radio program and want to, you know, maybe feel a tug in their heart to volunteer but feel like they're just not qualified, talk a little bit about that.
As far as volunteers are concerned, the only thing that you need to have is an open heart and a desire to help. Come in our doors and check us out. We'll give you a tour, show you, you know, what we're all about. We sit down, we talk with the volunteer, we go over our charter, explain what we're, you know, what we stand for, what we believe in, and then directors stay with the new volunteer, and we find out what her skill set is, what she's comfortable. We have volunteers here that just love working upstairs with the maternity clothes, the baby clothes, doing things in that line. We have women that love being with the girls or the women, counseling, taking care of their needs, assessing their situation. We have people that work on, you know, putting together referral books, constantly updating, you know, our resources. We have people that enjoy coming in and just sitting by the phone and making follow-up phone calls for girls that have been in the last, you know, our new clients or newer clients, or following them through their pregnancy and making sure they're okay by using the phone as a method of touching base with them. And we have whatever, and special projects are huge. We obviously are a nonprofit, and we are totally reliant on the generosity of organizations, churches, communities, anything in the community that would help us financially to keep us going, be it maternity clothes donations, children's donations, things, items that we need, which we can talk about later, and fundraising for sure, because we have to rent this building in order to have somewhere for us to operate out of, and the clients and the girls and women to come into and be helped, and to store the things that we need to, again, distribute to the girls when they have needs for themselves, or as in maternity clothes, or for their baby after their babies are born.
Right. So there's certainly no charge for anyone who comes in. You don't generate any revenue of any
Nothing. Kind.
Mm-hmm. So it is totally reliant on the charity and goodwill of the community. And that's just a wonderful thing. And I think you talk about efficiency. I'm sure you're doing it very efficiently and very productively, and I think as only volunteers can, with your heart. You mentioned that if anyone is listening and they have someone they know that perhaps has given birth or is in need of items, baby items, are they allowed to just come in and maybe get some counseling and get some of the clothing or diapers, or how does that work?
They are. We like to see our clients as early as we can in their pregnancy, of course. Because the earlier we see them, the more we feel we can establish that relationship with them, that they're comfortable talking with us and to know what kind of services are there for us. But we will certainly welcome anybody through our door at whatever stage of their pregnancy that they are at. And it is we don't ask income levels or any other questions. We welcome everybody who comes through our doors.
And obviously, the needs when you have a baby, not necessarily overwhelming, but certainly are many and varied. So your wish list of things that you could ask for in terms of listener donations, and talk a little bit about what that would be.
Yeah, anything that you generally would think that a baby needs is something that we need here. Toiletries, shampoo, baby wash, baby lotion as well, bottles, pacifiers, clothing, 0 to 3 months to 24 months we accept here, new and gently used, sleepers, socks, hats, crib sheets, baby towels, and diapers and wipes, of course, are always needed here. Because what we do here is when we see these women who come to us, other than the services that we provide, you know, during the course of their pregnancy, but when they deliver their child, you know, one of our favorite parts is when they bring the baby in, and of course that's the delight of everyone here to see this new baby. And we offer them a basic layette that includes those basic needs of toiletries and bibs, pacifiers, a crib sheet, a baby towel, and diapers and wipes to get them started. The other thing that we need that we help them as part of what we help them other than services is we offer the women maternity clothes as well during their pregnancy. So if they find themselves in need of clothes, we do have a selection. We do rely on those as donations. We accept all sizes. We do separate for season when they come in. And we're happy to share whatever gifts that are donated to us, and we try to be the best stewards of those gifts that we can.
And if you have a question, I'm sure they can call if they have an item and they're not sure whether or not you're taking it. You can just give them a call. Why don't you give us your phone number and where people might be able to communicate with you to make a drop-off, or how they could drop these items off. Tell us a little bit how that would work.
Okay. Well, our phone number here is 610-384-3020. There is an answering service here. An answering machine on here. If it is after hours, we are located at 529 East Lincoln Highway, Coatesville, 19320. We also have a 24-hour hotline, which is unique to some other organizations, I think, that Birthright offers. The hotline people can call is 1-800-550-4900, and someone mans that 24 hours, and they would be able to give information on our local office for hours and times, and they would get a message to us as soon as you know, very quickly.
Yeah. How important is the Knights of Columbus in terms of support?
We love our Knights of Columbus. they are the most generous group that we have, groups, because each council does something different for us in the end, that we all work towards the same goal. But the Knights of Columbus councils in the local churches here have been a blessing to us. Some have, different councils have had diaper drives for us, and they have delivered many diapers and wipes for us, which is, like I said, a blessing for us because they're so needed here in this area. Some have run fundraisers for us. We keep our fingers crossed.
So maybe we have a listener who is excellent at organizing fundraisers, or you have a gift for marketing, or you have a connection through your job or your work that you might be able to put something together to help raise money for Birthright of Coatesville. That's something to think about. Also, the matching fund and designated gifts that you can give as a matching charitable donation through your employer. All you'd have to do is call Birthright of Coatesville. I'm sure they can give you the number that you need to put on that form, and that any contribution you make, your employer would match that. I also wanted to point out some of the, you have a wide variety of support from the churches there in the area and schools. Pope John Paul II Catholic Elementary School in West Brandywine, St. Peter Church, Our Lady of the Rosary Church, the First Baptist Church Cornerstone Fellowship in Coatesville, the Holy Ghost Ukrainian Orthodox Church and St. Elizabeth Church in Chester Springs. So you have it as well as, obviously, I think 6 councils from the Knights of Columbus. So it's great to see that organization and that community outpouring for such a needy cause.
We do. We have to add to that list, Barbara, that the council, the Knights of Columbus Council from St. Philip and James in Exton has also been beneficial to us as well. And I'd like to give them credit for their outreach to us as well.
Absolutely. So, okay, so, and in terms of the year, how is it going in terms of previous years, you know, on track, or how does it seem in terms of clients?
Clients, we have increased. Each year we increase the number of clients that we have coming through our doors, which we love. We that is wonderful because that means our name is out there, that we're here to help, and that they feel comfortable, clients feel comfortable coming in to form a relationship with us.
We do have extreme poverty down here, and that is, you know, very hard to fight against. You know, we have to uplift by education, but we are also seeing some of the women coming in that in 2 years ago, those women were stable and now are no longer in stable situations because of the economic downturn in jobs that they're experiencing. And also we have lost a few of the churches down here, again, happening all over the Archdiocese, you know, and everyone is aware of that, in different places, not just here. So some of the support that we had from those churches is no longer available because the churches themselves are slated to close or have closed. So we're finding it a little bit of a lot more of a challenge down here now. Because of all the things that are going on in the world around us, it's directly the trickle down effect is hitting the nonprofits, you know, a lot more than it had been in the past.
Right, and what an important issue. As the needs increase, the funding decreases. So that's a call to action for all of our listeners in the Coatesville area and Chester County, and actually in all of our listening areas, to help support these very needed centers for women. And it's such a godsend to so many women who just can't put it together on their own and maybe just need a helping hand and guide in a critical time to guide them through a process, or, you know, put them in touch with some place that they actually can have a birth, you know, have a place to stay and have a birth in their family and to go forward with their lives. So Again, why don't you give out the phone number, and if you want to give the address, if someone wants to make a generous donation. This is Birthright of Coatesville, and it is one of 40, I believe, 45 birthrights throughout the country. 450 birthrights throughout the country. It's an established organization. It's helping women at the front lines in crisis situations, certainly pregnancy, but maybe an abusive relationship, maybe in an economic problem, maybe medical complications, all sorts of things that I'm sure that you women see and are helping with. So what a great cause. If you are able to maybe help out in this area, if you are blessed to have a few more dollars to spend and want to put it to a good use, and this is, I'm sure, 100% going towards this mission, not heavy over administrative costs. You have no salaries. Everybody there is a volunteer. So it, in terms of making your dollar put to good use, I'm sure this is a great, great way to help situations in Coatesville. So can you give us your phone number again and maybe your address or your website, right?
Well, our address here is 529 East Lincoln Highway, Coatesville, 19320, and our phone number is 610-384-3020, and our website is, is www.birthright.org. That would direct you to international, and there they can find more information out about birthrights itself. And we have an email address we could put out as well, which is simple, as birthrightofcoatesville@verizon.net.
Great. And again, we have been speaking with Lisa Bodery and Sadie Kerr of Birthright of Coatesville. We thank you so much for joining us this morning and challenge and encourage our listeners to get involved in this wonderful effort. I don't think you can find a more fulfilling way to spend a couple of hours, or if you have, are blessed economically. What a wonderful way to share your gifts with others. Thank you, ladies, for being with us today.
Thank you very much.